Our scripture reading this morning is Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' tell them, 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here shortly.' They went and found a colt outside in the street tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing were asking, 'What are you doing untying that colt?' They answered as Jesus had told them, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest.'"
We are in the midst of a series of studies on what the church ought to be, what we ought to be. One thing we ought to be is much about worship. We should be involved in it in a major way. Worship is one of the identifying qualities of who God's people are. I would like for you now to turn to the book of Jeremiah. Chapter 32. Jeremiah prays a prayer there that I think illustrates what we're talking about. In Jeremiah chapter 1 down to verse 15, we see the background for this. Babylonians are everywhere. They're actually piling up dirt at the edge of Jerusalem to siege the city. The city is locked up. Jeremiah himself, a great prophet, is in prison because he has been preaching the Babylonians are going to win this battle, and the king doesn't like it. So Jeremiah's in prison. Jerusalem is actually in prison to the Babylonians, and there's ruin and wreckage everywhere. The people are not what they ought to be, and the people and God's worship of God is in disarray. And Jeremiah says in verse 15, "For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, houses and fields and vineyards shall again be bought in this land. After I have given the deed of purchase to Barak, the son of Nero, I pray to the Lord, saying, O Lord God, it is thou who has made the heavens and the earth by the great power of thy outstretched arms. Nothing is too hard for thee, who showeth steadfast love to thousands, but doth requite the guilt of fathers to their children after them. O great and mighty God, whose name is the Lord of hosts." What we have here is a doxology. What we have here is a praise to God. And this act of worship, this prayer that Jeremiah prays, is found in the midst of a strange situation. It's found in the midst of wreckage. It's found in the midst of chaos. It's found in the midst of decline of the country. It's found in the midst of enemies at the gates. It's found in the midst of savagery and difficulty. It's found in the midst of false worship. It's found in the midst of the people who are in disarray and not what they ought to be. And here we have Jeremiah praying and speaking about God, because God has told him to go buy a field that belonged to his family, and to make sure that he bought it properly. This wasn't just a nod and a wink to a neighbor. This wasn't just, "I'll pay you when I can." there were witnesses involved. There were deeds sealed. There were witnesses signing the deeds. It was all legal. It was all careful. Money was exchanged. It was a time when you shouldn't be buying stuff. You should be selling things because the enemy was here. All of these deeds, all of this work, everything will be worthless in a few days. But God has told Jeremiah to do this strange thing, and he does it. He not only buys the property, but he gets a deed certified and registered and legally and witnessed and all of that, and he puts it in a jar and he seals it, and they put it in a safe place so that when this captivity is over, someone can come back and claim this property. There'll be no question about this property. But the purchase of the property is more than just buying a piece of property. The purchase of the property is about obeying God and about recognizing who God is. And that's what this doxology was about. He says, nothing is too hard for God. He's saying that God keeps his word no matter what. He's saying that God brings about judgment. He's saying that God is to be praised. Good worship, the kind of worship that Jeremiah is doing here in the midst of all the bad worship that's going on, in the midst of all the no worship that's going on, is found. Look at verse 16. It's found in the realization that God needs to be praised. He made heaven and earth. God is to be praised for who he is. We have to look back into the back. We have to look as far back as we can look, and we see God. And when we see God, we see praise for him. In verse 17, we see praise to God because he has all power. Nothing is too hard for him. When we look back to God, we see praise to God for his steadfast love endures forever. Verse 18. When we look back at God, we see praise to God because his great counsel and his mighty deeds. He's always right. And what he does is always according to his plan. When we look back at God, verse 19, we see that God knows everything. When we look back at God, we praise God because, and now he's moving farther in history, he saved us out of Egypt. And the plagues in verse 20, he brings about the plagues that saved the people in Egypt. In verse 20, we see that he brought us out of Egypt. And in verse 22, we praise God because he brought us to this land. And in verse 23, we worship God because of the environment of obedience. This is happening, right? Not only these people and where they are as God is bringing judgment on them. Jeremiah is obeying God in verse 23. And he says, when they did not obey him, in verse 23, God is bringing this judgment upon them. We praise God and we worship God because we're being besieged on every hand. And where else will we turn but to God? That's verse 24. And he says in verse 25, we praise God because we know that whatever you say, God, happens. So even in this apparent defeat, even in this time when the enemy is marching towards your capital city, even in this time when your money is becoming worthless, even in this time when your future looks bleak, even in this time of apparent defeat, by faith, verse 25, Jeremiah obeys God. I obey. I did what God told me to do. If we go down to the end of the chapter in verse 36 through verse 41, we see he talks about the return that will come someday. It's going to be 70 years before that happens, but it will happen because nothing is too hard for God. He says it twice in this passage. It's so important. So, what does the church do? We worship God. We worship God because he should be worshiped. We worship God because he made us. We worship God because he saved us. Long ago on a hill, he put his only son on a cross and he saved us. We worship God because He deserves our worship. We worship God because nothing is too hard for God. And even in the face of apparent defeat, at a time when Christianity is on the decline and every other kind of crazy religion is on the increase, we worship God. We worship God because that's who we are. We worship God because He is always right. We worship God because what He says is true. We worship God because we believe Him. And the context of our worship is that God's people obey God. We obey God in our worship. We obey God in our lives. We obey Him because He is who He is, and we believe Him. And when we worship Him, when we obey Him and worship Him, we declare to others, those who don't believe and those who do believe, that we believe. We worship God because we must worship Him. We worship God and we praise Him because of what He has done in the past and what He has done now. And because we believe Him, we obey Him now. And even in the face of apparent defeat around us, as our culture unravels, as our world comes apart, as we see deterioration and darkness everywhere, especially then, we worship God. We worship God because we are His people. We worship God because we believe Him. And we worship Him because we know nothing is too hard for God. Nothing is too hard for God. And if He says it, it will happen. It may be 70 years. It may be longer. But God always wins. It may not be apparent to us as we listen to the news, but God is always right. It may not be apparent to us as we look at what's going on around us, but we know. We know who He is. We know what He has done, and we know where He is going, and we believe. So we worship Him. That's why worship is so important. And we worship Him in obedience. We do what He says. We say what He wants. We believe Him. And we serve Him. If you need to come to God, this is the time. Won't you come while we stand and sing?